JB and Marley.
Ladies and gentlemen, very honored and happy to have, maybe on the hotline, no other character has had quite the character arc already in the short beginning of this season for Y1883 than Eric Nelson Ennis has. My goodness. We get to all of it right here with Eric. Good morning, sir.
Hi there.
Eric Nelson Ennis, you know him as, from Y1883. How are we, sir?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
And holy cow, has this show just become... I know it's the prequel, but this stands on its own and has become a thing in and of itself.
It's just been wild. I mean, it really has. You know, we had, you know, coming off Yellowstone's coattails, you know, a lot of expectations, so the bar was kind of set high and, you know, a little bit of pressure added on because of that, but... honestly, it also came with like a massive fan base already built in before we even had to air the show. So the support, I mean, it's just been through the roof. We're so happy.
And Hank FM has kind of become the 1883 station right here in Cowtown.
I love that. I love that so much.
Filming around the area, which a lot of places that we know and can go any time of day.
Yeah, I mean, and that's been the coolest part, honestly, because our story takes place in Texas, right? It starts off in the stockyards. And to be able to film in the location where the story is taking place just adds another element to the filming process, which is so unique because 9 times out of 10, when you're working on a TV series, you're kind of in the back of some studio lot, maybe on Warner Brothers or something, and you're pretending to be somewhere else, you know, but you're kind of looking at the same walls every day. They just build different sets around you kind of thing. But in our case, we're filming where the story takes place. And so, you know, it was just a dream. And to be doing it in Texas alone, you know, everybody's been so supportive of filming and, you know, people are waving and taking pictures. And, you know, I feel like other parts of the country, L.A. specifically, it seems to be bothersome to most when we're filming stuff. But here, it's encouraged, and it's just been so great.
It is the real deal. Yeah, that thing you stepped in, kids, that's not CGI. That's the real deal. Filming with this cast, and Tim and Faith and Sam Elliott, Billy Bob Thornton, goodness gracious, Elsa, Isabel, Maya, just wow.
Wow. I mean, you know, that's kind of sums it all up in a word, really. It was life-changing. It really was. You know, you as your career goes on, you get to work with, you know, really great, awesome actors that you've idolized your whole life, but to have so many on the same set was a little overwhelming at first because, you know, these are people, at least in my case and a lot of others as well, that I've idolized my whole life. And I had set expectations of who I hoped they were as people, aside from as an artist. And, you know, you want them to be everything you hoped. And, you know, you're hoping we all get along and they're nice people and giving and kind-hearted and the whole thing. And they were that and beyond. I mean, truly the most genuinely kind-hearted, giving individuals I've ever worked with in my life. I mean, it was just from day one. I remember I was, you know, not nervous, but like, okay, today's the day I meet Sam Elliott. I hope this goes well. And, you know, we click and, you know, I can't believe this is happening. And I went to shake his hand and he didn't even shake it. He just gave me a massive hug.
Oh,
and he's like, I'm so happy you're doing this with me. We're going to have so much fun. I was like, okay, this is going to be great. Off to an awesome start.
Eric is the mustache as a magnificent in person.
Oh yeah. Exactly that.
Okay.
You know, right. Crazy.
Comforting. Eric, now Fort Worth boy, of course.
He moved to the Fort Worth area, right, shortly before you even got the job.
Yeah, it was just one of those moments where it was really aligned and, you know, it was the godsend thing. But my wife and I were living out in L.A. for a long time, and we had just had our daughter, our first child, and the pandemic hit, and we were kind of like, you know, let's get out of L.A. It's a little crazy here right now. Let's go to Fort Worth because that's where my wife is from, and we have a huge family down here. So at least we could be out of the craziness, and at least we could quarantine around family in Fort Worth. And I love Fort Worth. I mean, I fell in love with it the very first time I was here, and I always wanted to live here. So it just was perfect timing. It gave us an excuse to get out of L.A. and kind of hunker down for a bit. And, you know, we kind of were like, all right, when the industry reopens back up, because we were shut down for a full year, basically, the entertainment industry. When it opens back up, you know, we'll reassess, and if we got to go somewhere else, we'll do that. But, you know, let's try to stay in Fort Worth as long as we can, and I'll just fly in and fly out for jobs. Well, long story short, you know, 1883 comes across my desk and, you know, Taylor ends up calling me to tell me that he wants me to do it and to offer me the job. And he asks me, he's like, wait, so I heard you moved to Texas? because I got cast out of this from the L.A. casting office.
Oh, wow.
By the way.
Okay.
So they assumed I was an L.A. actor because that's the casting office was out there and my agent was out there and everything. So, and then he must have found out through the grapevine I was living in Texas. And so, yeah, he called me and he's like, "You're living in Texas?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Where in Texas?" I was like, "Fort Worth." And he's like, "Where in Fort Worth?" And I was like, "Well, are you familiar with the town at all?" And he's like, "I'm very familiar. Where's your house?" And so I told him where it was, and he's like, "Oh, you're going to be 15 minutes from where you're going to be filming your first episode."
Ah, look at that.
And a lot of the rest of the episodes.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, that doesn't happen. The cast, I'm pretty sure, was extremely envious and at times probably didn't like me as much because I got to sleep in my comfy own bed in my own home the entire shoot while they're,
you know,
all in town from L.A. and everything else.
Meanwhile, Faith Hill is out squatting behind a tree and you're there in your sleep number bed.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And the coolest part, too, was, you know, my family got to see set. They got to come visit. So, you know, just being right here, they otherwise wouldn't have been able to do that. So, you know, it was incredible.
All right, so tell us, we talked about filming around here and with the amazing cast. Tell me some of the crazy behind-the-scenes stories, okay? Something.
You know, I feel like every day was something else crazy. And a lot of the times, we didn't even know who was going to be playing certain roles until like a couple days before.
It seemed that way.
One of those moments was when Tim McGraw and I are sitting in our cast chairs, you know, filming in town here. And he's like, "You know who's coming in to shoot with us next week?" And I was like, "No, who?" He's like, "Tom Hanks." I was like, "You gotta be kidding me." He's like, "No, he's one of my best friends, and you know, it all worked out great, and we're gonna, you know, get to work with him." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." It was like every day I came to work, I was like, what is it gonna be today? It was just one unbelievable thing after the next. And by the end of it, I was just like, okay, at this point, I'm just expecting like the gates of heaven to open up and angels fall on the set because like everybody's coming through here.
The next episode will air on the 30th. Of course, Paramount Plus, and boy, the phenomena that it has become. And he plays Ennis on the show. Eric Nelson, thank you so much for your time, my friend. I appreciate it. And, man, I know you're busy, and I know this was busy, and I'm glad it all worked out.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I really do appreciate it. I love what y'all do, and I love the music. So, you know, thank you. Thanks for having me. And I appreciate all the support of the fans and everybody's been watching the show. And there's some more great stuff coming, so just hang in there.
You know, if you ever find yourself down in the Sundance Square area, you need to come by and say hi.
Yeah. If you ever want to play Will It Float, feel free.
Yeah, I would love that. I absolutely would. I'll make sure to do that.
Bring it. We were talking to him, kind of quote, off air about, and this is spoiler alert time, okay? All right. So if you're not caught up on 1883.
Yes. Close your ears.
But we had to know because it's kind of been the story arc so far of this opening inaugural season. And this is untimely demise.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I knew it was coming. I wasn't obviously allowed to say anything. Even my own family members had no idea this was coming. And so it was really a shock to everybody. And of course, I knew it from the start of filming. But it's just for where the story goes. It had to happen this way. And it completely changes the trajectory of Elsa's journey. And, you know, she has a huge turning point from here on out. And, you know, it kind of lends itself to the new direction of the show from here.
Well, there's been a lot of speculation that your character will play out in Yellowstone, and I guess you're not really allowed to talk about that.
No, I'm not, but I will say I have read a lot of really cool things that I hope worked out the way the fans are projecting them to, because I've read some incredible storylines that people have created where my character's going to be going into the 4-6s and Yellowstone and all these really cool things. Obviously can't shed light on it until, you know, it's public knowledge, but I'm loving where the fans are going with, you know, wanting to see Ennis again or even as a different role or whatever. But Taylor Sheridan universe is one I hope to stay in for a long time. And I told him, I said, there'll never be a role or a phone call or a job opportunity that he brings my way will ever say no to. So as long as Taylor's calling, Eric's going to be saying yes to the Sheridan universe.
Oh, we hope so. And exactly how many ranches does he own now?
I'm pretty sure half of Texas at this point.
That's good. And I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it's cool, though, because we got to film a lot of our stuff on his, you know, ranch in Weatherford, his personal home ranch. And then out at the 4-6s, which he now owns. So it's for Taylor too, because you know he's from here, and this is his world. So, you know, it kind of worked out for him, worked out for me, and you know, if I could just keep filming in Texas, I'd be one happy guy.
Well, what is next on your docket? Squid Game 2, I'm guessing. Yeah. No. Probably.
I guess it would go in theme with the whole not surviving thing, huh?
Hey! Well, you said it, not us. Yeah. Nice.
You know, we've got some big things in the works that I can't shed light on yet, but I'm very excited to be able to do so in good time.
Yeah.
And you know, the fans are. I've never read more, like every single day it's thousands and thousands more people just saying how upset they are and how could they do this. And you know, I have people getting upset at me. They're like, why did you let them do this to you? I was like, what am I supposed to do? But you know, nobody's happy, and so at least I'm like, you know, I get it, everyone's upset, but it's a compliment in a way as well, because I'm like, okay, I did
Absolutely.
My job right. At least they fell in love with the character, and you know, they fans were talking about social media rioting and all this other stuff, and so yeah, I feel for them, and I know it's hard. I'm just so grateful for all the support and love, because it's been truly overwhelming, the amount.
KB and Marley, Hank FM.